When Wes first asked me to share my story in divorce care about a year or two ago, my response was, why? There is no grand story of reconciliation, at least not the kind of reconciliation most people think of when they hear that word. When he asked me to share tonight, I said yes, with a much better understanding of what reconciliation is and what it looks like in my life. I accepted Christ as a young child and grew up in the church. I learned to do and say all the right things. My family looked right and did all the right things. But in reality, my parents were very unhappy and divorced when I was 16. Their divorce began a rocky time in my life, and I turned away from God and tried to do things on my own. I moved out when I was 17 and lived with a boyfriend for several years. I was 21 when we broke up and decided I was just going to date and have lots of fun. Casual relationships worked for everybody else that I knew, so why not me? The first guy I dated ended up being my husband. It turns out I'm not made for casual relationships, and being intimate very early on created a bond between us that would probably not have existed otherwise. We lived together for about 2.5 years. He was content living together because he had already been married once and he knew what divorce was like. My family didn't approve of my lifestyle, but it was my stepmom who called me out and spoke truth to me. She questioned how a professed believer and Christ follower could justify living in sin. It was an awakening, and I wanted to do the right thing, so my boyfriend and I very casually made the decision to get married. I never once prayed about it or sought God's will for my life. I had a plan. I was operating under the notion that I needed to get myself straight before I returned to God. I hadn't yet learned Isaiah 44:22. I have swept away your offenses like a cloud, your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. We planned a wedding, and a few short months later, we were husband and wife. We very quickly plowed ahead with our plans. We bought a house and got pregnant right away. We also started attending the church I had grown up in. My husband said he was a Christian, and I never questioned what that meant to him. I worked nights and every other weekend. So we only went to church every other Sunday. We did not have community around us or plug in. We were just checking the box. Right after we closed on our home, I found out about my husband's first affair. I was mad, sure, but I also didn't want anybody else to know, so I didn't tell anyone. He swore it would never happen again. The next one happened during my pregnancy. By that time, I was desperate for help, but also desperate not to have to deal with the shame and humiliation. I did not want to admit my life wasn't perfect, and I didn't have it all together after all. We did go to marriage counseling, or at least we tried. I was putting forth a lot more effort on that front than he was, but I wasn't willing to admit defeat yet. When our son was born, I was so in love with our sweet baby. I couldn't get enough of him, and I really just shut my husband out. I was so angry with him, and I was just kind of over him. He started staying gone for days at a time. We barely spoke when he was home. In a last-ditch effort to save our marriage, I changed jobs where I could work day shift and have weekends off. It didn't help. The week before Thanksgiving 2004, I was busy cooking and getting ready for his family to come over the next day. I remember I had a pumpkin pie in the oven when I got a phone call that changed everything. My husband had been having a year-long affair and had been taking our baby to her house while I was at work. I never liked pumpkin pie very much, and I don't like it now. I can't smell pumpkin without remembering that conversation. That night, I met him at the door and told him it was over. Our divorce was quick. He didn't challenge it or show up to court. He was already living with his new girlfriend. Our divorce was final the week after my son's first birthday. It was during that, the most difficult time of my life, that I learned who God really was. I held it together during the day. I put a smile on my face to go to work and play with my son. But once he was in bed, I would fall apart. I prayed and cried and read my Bible and cried some more. My favorite verse during that dark season of my life was Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I started putting my trust in God because I clearly did not have all the answers. I started attending Watermark that year. On one of my first visits, they showed a video of a couple who had divorced and then years later remarried. I sat there that day thinking, uh-uh, God, I am not doing that. I might mention I also struggle with control. I tried to shake it off, but as Wes has said, Watermark is an unabashed freak for reconciliation. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if, when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Romans 5:8-11. Watermark is crazy about reconciliation because God is. I went through divorce care and I really liked it. I decided to serve with divorce care, and part of that requires a sit down with Wes and Jessica. Wes asked me how my relationship was with my ex-husband. Strangely enough, my ex-husband had started texting me late at night that he missed me, started saying he wanted to come back home and be with his family. Wes gave me his card, said to give it to my ex-husband. 98% of them never call. Well, my ex-husband called and met with him, started going to, it was CR at the time, and coming to church on Sunday mornings. In fact, the first Sunday he came, the Watermark News featured a story of a couple who had been divorced, and you guessed it, remarried. Seriously, I had to look back at my journal entries to try to remember just how I felt. I was full of fear. I didn't trust my ex-husband. I had forgiven him, but forgiving isn't forgetting. I had never really thought he would follow through on anything, and now he was, and that meant I needed to be real about if I was actually willing to consider remarriage. A big part of that meant making the decision not to date and just wait. My community group was my rock. They encouraged me to just focus on me and God and let God handle my ex. That took a lot of pressure off of me, and I could at least appreciate the changes and the progress he was making. Unfortunately, after several months of CR, my ex-husband stopped going and took a job that prevented him from seeing his son regularly. He also continued to make poor decisions that affected my son and me. I went to Wes and Jessica again, frustrated, and now I realize disappointed. I cried big tears that day because it didn't look like my story was going to make it to the Watermark News. It wasn't going to have a big red bow tied on it, and we weren't going to live happily ever after. But you know what? I'm okay with that because God has met all of my needs in a much bigger way than I could have ever dreamed. Deuteronomy 10:12-13 says, "And now, O Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to observe the Lord's commands and decrees that I'm giving you today for your own good." I've heard Todd Wagner say before that God has never let him down when he walks in obedience to him. I can say I know that is true. I never wanted to consider reconciliation, but God did. Through walking in obedience, I have learned to trust his ways always. One of my greatest fears was that my son would grow up missing out or feeling sad that he didn't have memories of his parents being together. God answered that prayer too. We cheer our son on together at soccer games and go to school functions as a family. We make an effort to spend time together on holidays and birthdays for our son's sake. I also worried about my son having appropriate male influences, and God has provided men right here at Watermark to pour into my son and set an example when his dad couldn't. I don't know what God has planned for me next, but I can say that mine is a story of reconciliation. Thank you.